You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The grace of God is good food, and no additives will improve it.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Wonderful, O God, to be saved by your grace. Show us that grace today in the face of your Son, Jesus. We praise your grace, worked out in the cross of Jesus, and crowned with your glory when you raised him from the dead. So raise us from the deadness and dreariness of mere existence to the joy of life by faith in your great Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. During this coming year, the world will be celebrating the 500th anniversary of the birthday of Martin Luther. It was not Martin Luther's purpose to found a new church. With great respect for the apostles and the prophets, he reminded the church of its apostolic heritage, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nothing was farther from his mind than to put himself or anyone else in the place of Jesus Christ. It was not a new message that Martin Luther proclaimed. Rather, it was a fresh and new proclamation of the message proclaimed by the apostles, which they did not hesitate to call the good news of God, good for the people of their time and good for the people of all time. The good news of God is summed up in one word, grace. The apostles proclaimed the grace of God in Jesus Christ. After all is said and done, only the grace of God, this wonderful and undeserved love of God, will do. As St. Paul said, it is by God's grace that you are saved through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast about it. God has made us what we are, and in our union with Christ Jesus, he has created us for a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for us to do. No additives, said St. Paul. Only by the grace of God are you redeemed, forgiven, and put on the path of new life. You can work your full head off, but life, real life, will come your way only by the grace of God. You can't do anything to save yourself, no matter how hard you work at it, no matter how much faith you have in yourself. But the grace of God will save you altogether and all the way. One would think that this good news would be accepted by people all over the world. How could anyone turn down such a gift from God himself? To be saved altogether by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. The fact is that people find it hard to believe. They find it impossible to believe. They simply cannot accept the fact that God will do what they themselves have proved they cannot do for themselves. The world is more prepared to die in its futility than to accept salvation from the hand of a gracious God. Even religious people find it difficult, if not impossible, to accept the fact that grace is the solution provided by God Himself to the problems of life. They have to add something to it, their own piety, their own regulations to be kept, their own little acts of self-denial, their own observance of things that must be done, their own establishment of forms for others to observe. As a result, religion has come to be advertised throughout the world like some of the foods on our shelves these days. Instead of just a food, as it started out to be, it is really now whole wheat, sugar, and salt, with a whole lot of additives, syrup, calcium carbonate, trisodium phosphate, sodium ascorbate, extract color, niacinamide, iron, vitamin A palmitate, pyridoxine hydrochloride, thiamine mononitrate, vitamin B2, vitamin B12, vitamin D2, and freshness preserved by BHT, whatever that is. That's a product eaten all over the world today, which I've just described to you. People evidently like it. A case can probably be made that all those additives, as they are called, improve the original food in some way or other. But you can't treat the grace of God that way. It is good food, and no additives will ever improve it. Additives will just adulterate it and destroy its value as good food. Good as they may be in their own way, the human equivalents of phosphates, silicon dioxide, potassium, sodium carbonate, dextrin, sodium silicoaluminate, and sorbitol simply wipe out the original product, which is the grace of God. The grace of God does not need additives. The grace of God can't stand additives. If it did, it would not be the grace of God. That stands alone in all its grandeur and glory. Recognizing this fact, the well-known song Rock of Ages expresses exactly how anyone feels who has come to see the grace of God as it really is. Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to your cross I cling. All for sin could not atone, you must save, and you alone. St. Paul prayed in this same letter to the Ephesians that these people might come to know the power of God by which people come to believe. The grace of God in Jesus Christ comes purely out of the goodness of God's heart. The faith to believe God and accept that grace is only by the power of the Spirit of God. Power to believe comes to people through the gospel of Jesus Christ, as you're hearing it today. It comes through ordinary people with ordinary words, but in that gospel is the power of God's Holy Spirit. As St. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. Martin Luther captured that thought in his explanation of the Apostles' Creed. I believe, he said, that I cannot, by my own reason or effort, my own understanding or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. That's right in line with what Paul was always saying. By grace, the undeserved love of God, you have been saved through faith that comes to you through this good news of Jesus Christ. By whom are you saved? By Jesus Christ. Through faith in whom? By faith in Jesus Christ. This is obviously not your doing. You don't earn your way into heaven. It's a gift from God. Jesus stretched out his arms on that cross and embraced the whole world with his atonement for human sins. He broke down the barrier between God and people, including the hostility which causes people to resent even being told about the grace of God. They would like to believe that there's something they can do. They have a feeling they ought to be doing something. The good news of the grace of God comes in the hard fact of Christ's cross. He died there to atone for the sins of the whole world. He died to atone for your sins. He died to bring you to God. You don't earn God's love. You can't pay for God's love. By grace you are saved, through faith. And that not of yourself. It's a gift from God, not of works, lest anyone should go around boasting about what he or she has done. No one in heaven will ever be able to say, I deserve to be here. No one can say right here and now, I deserve the special favor of God because of who I am and what I have done. By grace you are saved from all of that pride which keeps people away, far away from God. The grace of God and the gospel of Christ reaches out to break down the barriers and warm the coldness of human hearts. By God's grace, people are saved from the dreariness of life, such as it is without God. They are given a new purpose, a new warmth, a new life, and a new destiny. There are no additives to God's grace, but new things happen by God's grace, and by His grace alone. By the power of God, people come to faith in Jesus Christ, and the strength God gives begins to flow through them. I've seen this happen to people all over the world. I know it works. It's the product of the great workman, who is God Himself. As St. Paul said, by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Good works are very much a part of the Christian life. They are what you expect of people who have come to faith in Jesus Christ, recognizing the grace God gives purely out of the goodness of His heart. You might say, if all I have to do is to trust in Jesus, to be put right with God, to become a member of His family, why not live from then on as I please? Doesn't God want me to be good? The answer is yes, He does. He not only expects it, but He begins to work on it. When you come to know Christ and to follow Him, as you grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are two sides to this coin. One says, by grace alone. And the other says, with good works, which can be expected of people who follow Jesus Christ. On the one hand, good deeds do not make you eligible for God's kingdom and God's heaven. On the other hand, God expects you to do as much good as you possibly can. Somebody might ask, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Salvation by grace or good character with good works arising out of that character? It's so simple. First the motive, and then the motion. First the grace of God with faith in Jesus Christ, then those good works that are not only expected of a follower of Christ, but are absolutely necessary, a true expression of real faith in Jesus Christ. Fine religious people with good intentions often ask the question, have you got right with God? The answer first given by St. Paul and warmly seconded by Martin Luther is that the question is both inappropriate and irrelevant. The real question is, have you been put right with God? Or as the scriptures say, have you been justified by God? The answer is, as always, in Jesus Christ. You are justified, put right with God by faith in Jesus Christ. That is salvation, to be justified by God. It comes from God and from Him alone. By that faith in Jesus Christ, you receive the forgiveness of your sins and the promise of a new life, which God most certainly fulfills. Having faith in Christ, you're God's workmanship from then on, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God Himself has prepared for you to do. Those good works include deeds of kindness, which you never did before. learning to help other people where you've been good at hurting them before, understanding people whom you've never understood before, putting up with people whom you were never willing to put up with before, being patient with your children when your first reaction was to blow off the handle, forgiving other people when you were inclined to hold a grudge before, smiling in the face of adversity when all you could do before was to frown, accepting prosperity with humility when before you were inclined to brag about what you had done. The grace of God recreates a new humanity in people who never thought it would happen to them. The grace of God produces a new spirit in people who never imagined that they would ever change. The grace of God comes to people through faith in Jesus Christ and produces a new stream of life full of living water instead of that muddy and dirty stuff, which is the only stream of life a lot of people ever know. The grace of God cleans up the stream of life, making it good and healthy. The grace of God, accepted graciously with faith in Jesus Christ, takes all that complaining out of life and turns it into an exciting quest, both healthful and healing, turning the ashes of sadness into the oil of gladness. All by itself, without any additives, the grace of God is the ground out of which real life grows. Out of that ground comes a true estimate of yourself. You are not a nobody, but somebody whom God loves out of the goodness of his heart. He loves you. He forgives you. He invites you. By grace, you are saved through faith in Jesus Christ. This is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast about it. By his grace, he calls you to faith in Jesus Christ. By his grace and power, he gives to you what he gave to his son Jesus, resurrection from the dead and life everlasting. It's his gift, and his alone, to give. It's his gift to you, right here and now. Recreation and life that can only be described as good, with good works that he's already prepared for you to do. Ah, my friend, by God's grace, you are saved by faith in Jesus Christ. Put all your trust in Jesus Christ. He will not disappoint you. He will never, ever leave you or forsake you. He is your Lord by grace alone, through faith alone, just as you've heard it today, through Scripture alone, the Word of God in his Son Jesus, the Word that lives and abides forever. Amen.